Greetings.
Hi, how are you?
I'm listening.
Great to meet you.
Ah, I've been expecting you.
For the good
you
of
come
all.
Get the voodoo. Hey, Darren.
And you are?
Light be with you.
Hey, great to meet
you. You come to consult the spirits?
Welcome to Orgrimmar. Have you come to serve the Horde?
Good morning and welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. Today is Monday, August 18th, 2008. This is episode 76 entitled The Spirit of Competition. I am Aprilian and with me is my co-host Asheo. Good morning, Asheo.
Good morning, Aprilian.
How are you today?
Ah. Splendid.
Good. I'm angry. And I'm going to tell you why.
Hiya.
Well, the title of today's episode is Spirit of Competition because, you know, as we mentioned in last week's episode, there is a corresponding celebration in...
some games or something on in Beijing or something, apparently.
Right. And Azeroth seems to be aware of it. Because you can go to Battleground and not only can you get a tabard, but you can also get a medallion to get your little Chinese dragon. Have you seen them yet?
I've seen the dragons, yep.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, but they are quite cute.
Yeah,
yes.
And if you look at them closely or if you get them blown up with the pet biscuit, they're actually clapping their hands a lot, which is, I guess, cheering on the spirit of competition. So I kind of wanted to get one in my alts, and I've gotten, I think, 5. What happens is you have a 1 in 5 chance every time you win a battleground. So you have to win first, which can be...
First you actually need to be in a battleground.
Right, yeah. And I guess you're not doing that many.
No.
Okay, so I've been in a lot. I got it on Ardrion, my 40-something hunter. Aunt Rilia, my highest level character, has one. Aprilian finally got one, and I've been trying to get one on Primal, who was my bank alt and still probably will be, but she's now level 13 thanks to the Refer a Friend program and Uber leveling. But I've been putting her into
bank alt.
I'm sorry?
The Refer a Bank Alt program.
Yeah, the Refer a Bank Alt program. So I've been trying to get her one. She also has those, I don't know if you remember from Midsummer's Festival, but she got those Shoulders of Flame.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool.
How could I forget?
I'm sorry? How could you forget?
How could I forget? Yep.
Well, it's kind of cool because, of course, there aren't any shoulders up until, what, level 20 or something? So,
yeah, then, yep.
Yeah, so she runs around with those little flames coming off of her shoulders, and she looks really cool. So a Chinese dragon would, and she doesn't have a pet, so a Chinese dragon would be perfect. I think she has a hawk owl in her inventory, but she doesn't have a, you know, special pet. So she's been going in the battlefield, and she actually won a couple of times and ran back to the mailbox, you know, to find out that she still hasn't gotten her medallion. And that's how you find out. After each battle, you go back to your mailbox. And if anybody knows of a closer mailbox in Stormwind, I would have, well, I don't need it now, but it would have been handier because I guess the place you go to sign up in Stormwind is all the way at one end of, in one corner of Stormwind. Oh, you don't, and yeah, the Alliance side. And my Alliance alt kept having to run all the way back to the trade district just to check the mailbox, which is kind of silly. But anyways, so...
Yeah, I'm actually not sure whether there are other mailboxes in Stormwind.
Yeah.
Because I've always just used that one because it's near the auction house.
Right, and in Orgrimmar, there's two. There's one... Right on the, and I'm trying to think. I think they just put that in after a patch or something. It wasn't always there, or was it? When you come out of the Valley of Honor, right? It's right before you go through to go to Honor, and right before the drag, and down the road.
Right outside the leather. Right outside the leatherworker.
Right, and down the road from Thrall.
Yeah. It's been there as long as I remember.
Okay, so that's kind of easy to run over and check. So I was doing that, and then, you know, no medallion for Primal, So I ran back. And, of course, when you're in BG, there's a few people who don't understand that the Olympics are going on. And they yell, what is this? Level 13 and 14s in Battleground? Noobs.
Get out,
and
noobs.
I say back in Battleground chat, it's the Olympics. Get over it. What, you can't carry me? Aren't you Uber? So I'm sitting in, I got called into Battleground. I'm really excited. It was my last one for the night. I noticed that my husband's making preparations to head to bed. So I figured this is it, you know. So we're at the gate right before, the wall, that little thing breaks down. And maybe you don't know. And I'm, you have it says 1 minute to Battlefield. To BG start, so I go to get something to drink, and I come back, and I got this thing that says Beekeeper / LLANE. I guess Beekeeper is that the
line?
Yeah. I think one of it is the realm that it's on, that they're on. But anyway, it has reported you as AFK. AFK. If this is a false report, type / AFK in the next 15 seconds. So, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to be...
How long away were you...
Huh?
How long away from the keyboard were you?
I was only gone for, 20 seconds.
Oh.
I know. So, quickly I type / and the battle hadn't started. So, quickly I type / AFK, and I'm kicked out of Battleground. And I go, okay, well, let me rejoin. And it says, you've been labeled as a deserter. You can't come back to Battleground. Oh, man, I'm so fuming. So, I open a ticket to Blizzard, and, of course, it's a long, long wait. And then by the time, it's time to go to bed, And I'm fuming. I'm so mad. I'm like, how did this person, and this system doesn't work, and why would Blizzard not give us more time to respond? And the Battleground hadn't even started, and I'm fuming, and, my husband is, in bed reading, and I'm like, can I tell you what happened to me? And, that was just, that was the worst.
Was it a whisper?
Huh? No, it was in
Was it a whisper?
No, it was just in Battlefield. It was in Battlefield Bowl. So, wait, but it wasn't a whisper. It was just in the same color as, as if, it was the same exact color as Battlegrounds are starting in 1 minute. So, and I go to tell my husband, and he's like, oh, it's just a game, which, I can't stand that word, that phrase. what if you find out that this life is just a game? So what, do you just give up, or you just, don't? It's people interacting with people. So I go to bed, and all through the time I'm in bed, I'm having these dreams about being in Battleground.
Being a deserter.
I'm worried about being AFK, so I'm in Battleground, and I'm constantly trying to move. And... because I don't want to be labeled. And the other thing is, I can't figure out, I keep ending up in Battleground and going, how did I get here? I don't remember going to the guy in Orgrimmar and right clicking and getting it was just really weird dreams. But I wake up and I check my email on my iPhone beside me in the bed, and it says, Greetings, April. Thank you for contacting the World of Warcraft Game Master Department. This is the trick that players sometimes like to play on others, using emotes to make it appear you have been reported AFK. Typing / AFK followed by anything will cause you to remove yourself from the match.
Yeah.
We are sorry that you have experienced this. Please keep in mind that system messages are in yellow. So, not only did they...
I knew that there was a trick where they'd get you to type / AFK, but I thought it would be more obvious as to whether it was a whisper or just a say, or...
Yeah, it was just
actually,
a say, but it was...
Emotes.
But it was in the... It was right after the Battleground announcement, and I felt like such a noob.
Right.
And I don't know, it's just, it's a mean thing to do. But in the meantime, don't ever type / AFK in Battleground. then you all probably already know this. So anyways, I've spent more than enough time about that. Should I just go right into what I've been doing since?
Yeah, go for it, apart from being paid off in Battlegrounds.
Okay, so what I've been doing is, I've been in Battlegrounds a lot. Going one right after the other on going from alt to alt. And it has been so much fun. I have figured out to me what the key is to winning Battlegrounds.
Oh, good.
And
what's the secret?
Stay on one side. Do not fight in the middle. There's an episode of Star Trek where the Klingons, and this is the Captain Kirk, the original Star Trek, where the Klingons and the Federation guys are fighting, are trapped on the ship, and they're constantly fighting, and there's this spirit that's, or this demon that is making them fight. And finally, when they realize that fighting in, you know, it's just silly because they're just wasting energy, fighting in the middle is just silly. You're not doing anything. If you're not protecting a flag, protecting a flag runner, attacking somebody with the flag, or running the flag yourself, you're wasting time.
Okay.
Maybe you think you're keeping somebody else from attacking the flag. Well, maybe, but you need to be somewhere. So if you're on one end where the flag is, where your flag is, stay there, protect the flag. As a hunter, what I would do is I would set my pet near the flag and set him on aggressive, and then go to another part of the room where I could, you know, see and put detect humanoid, and, you know, click the little mini map button to let people know when someone was coming in. As a warlock, I would do set my pet aggressive and do dots, you know, on people that were coming in. And let's see. Oh, as a priest, of course, I would try to run behind the flag runner and heal him or her and just keep running behind her, you know. And even if you're running behind a flag person as a hunter or a warlock, let your pet go. Don't worry about your pet. And don't engage. Just keep following. And, you know, whenever the flag person is attacked, just attack them. And every time you do these things, you end up winning.
Cool.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the people who are, you know, I'm at one end protecting the flag, or I'm following the flag runner. And there's all these, you know, you can see your team members, and they're in the middle, nowhere near either one of the flags. And you're like, what the heck are you doing there? You know, and yelling that you're doing something stupid, that doesn't work. That somebody's doing something stupid doesn't work. So anyways, I had a lot of fun. The people who were upset because people were not 19 or 9s would just have to get over it. So how much longer is this thing in Beijing going on? Do you know? I've lost track.
It's been over a week, so few more days.
If you're listening to this and they're still going, get in the battlefield, no matter what your level is. Well, okay, be over 10. I don't think you can go in before 11, can you? No.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, and whatever your ending number is, just go in and at least get the tablet and have it in your, you know, it'll be something you could cherish.
Well, you can get it again in another 4 years.
Right, exactly. So back to what exactly I've been doing. What I was doing was, while I was waiting for, I was also multi-boxing, so I had 3 accounts going, but I was only single boxing in BG for the most part. So I would have my 2 multi-boxing people out, and while the person in BG was resurrecting or waiting for the next game, I would be multi-boxing with the other 2. So this was really good. Yeah. Before I ran Aunt Rilia took her to Warsong Gulch, I took her to the auction house, and Because she hadn't really been doing a lot of quests in Outland, mostly just running behind Aprillian and Realfire. She didn't have a lot of, she still had some pre-BC stuff. So I got her some decent upgrades. And I think I spent like 75 gold, and she got a really cool helm, and she got some, you know, other things that were kind of neat. And then she was able to, enchant herself with some nice enchants, because she's still not up to 300 yet. But she's got some good stuff.
Must be close.
Yeah, she's close.
Oh, you have to. Yep.
Probably 270, 280 something, you know, because it's hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so when Aurelia was in the auction house and in queue, I had one of my new warlocks, because on my new refer a friend thing, I'm doing a lot of warlocks, and Permel, they were at level 8 and 7. By the time Thursday night came around, they were level 13.
Yeah. It's just crazy the speed at which people are leveling with these refer a friend things.
Right. And it's great because people have been complaining about leveling. I mean, of course, it's a shame that it takes something like this, but maybe this will be an example of ways that Blizzard could help people who already run through these levels to... You know, maybe they're watching this and there'll be other things similar to this. Other ways you can earn the ability to level faster. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I had to restock my alt. I had to do that several times this week. I love summer and the summer break and the kids on the Alliance side, buying my pets. Thank you so much. And then there's some iPhone apps for World of Warcraft.
Not really.
I'll put a link in the show notes. They're just a couple. Well, there's three. One of them lets you...
Well, I heard about the Realm Up Down one.
Yeah, the Realm Status. And then one lets you see the WoW Armory. It's kind of neat, but, you know, if you have your iPhone and you just want to... You don't want to go to the website itself, it makes a quick way for you to get on to see your stats and stuff, and it also allows you to link to upgrades and things. So if you're somewhere and you just want to do that, then there's another one that lets you actually see and store your characters on it, and then you can go and check your character if you want to impress somebody on a date. That's what it's touted as. You're out with your girlfriend and you want to show her your Uber warrior.
Check out my purples.
Yeah, exactly. Are your stats. So it's kind of neat. And I'm expecting hopefully there'll be more like that. You know, maybe you'll be able to check out your guild or maybe see your mail. No, that would be too much. But I guess it's all done through the armory. So it has to be stuff that the armory.
Yeah, stuff that doesn't require you to log in.
Right. So maybe you could see your guild bank stuff or see your, keep track of all your gold. Because if you could log into all your characters on you know, enter all your characters on your one server, then it could probably add up all the gold you have. Because can't you see your gold on the armory? No.
No, I don't think you can.
You can see your bank gold, your guild bank.
Your guild bank, yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing, to continue on, I made a human warlock.
You are?
I made a human.
You did what?
I made an alliance.
You've got an alliance guild somewhere with Clanth, haven't you?
I just got it. I didn't have it before. I just got it.
No, you and Clanth started an alliance guild somewhere.
We started a charter. But But I didn't
you
have
actually.
I didn't have time. And then after he signed my charter, he went and joined another guild, so he got dropped off my charter. You know, if you sign a charter, you have to wait until that guild becomes a guild before you can sign another charter or join another guild, otherwise you get pulled off the charter.
Yep.
So I had like 3 signatures, and they were my 3 alts. So I couldn't do anything. You had to run around. I had to run around Stormwind. So I did that this week. Actually, I did that yesterday. I ran around Stormwind, and I finally got enough signatures asking people to sign it for gold. I was amazed, though. There are a lot of upper level people who aren't in guilds. I just assumed everybody would eventually find their way to a guild, but I guess you can play without being in a guild. Or maybe these are people who were kicked out of guilds.
kicked out of too many, got a bad rep.
Right, or who were just in between guilds. Like when I,
I've made quite a bit of money in the last couple of weeks signing guild charters. Just standing around in Orgrimmar on an ungilded bank hold, and someone will come up to you and go, or say in trade chat, paying 5 gold for a signature.
Yeah, so I did it with one
gold. Skin off my nose.
And so finally now I have the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, that's a great guild there.
Right, because Tay, my ally bank alt, is always selling the animals, so she has a backstory that, her guild goes out and hunts these horde pets and puts them up for a sale. So, and
I would have chosen Pets Paradise, but Animal Kingdom's just as good.
Is that some kind of a Australia reference?
Well, it's got a nice ring to it. It's a pet store.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Maybe I should have done Petco.
Pets R Us.
Yeah. So now I just sent some money over so that he could buy a bank vault. But I don't know if I really want to do that, or if I was hesitating on doing it because Tay is in Exodor, and Exodor is the worst place for the guild bank. Have you been, do you know where the guild bank and the guild?
More is up there.
Because you have to run up this ramp over to another hole and run down into another hole.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Booty Bay, the guild vault is right there, the bank is right there. That's nice and convenient.
But the auction house isn't.
Yeah, it's right there. The guy is sitting right there on a box in Booty Bay.
The Alliance one.
No, in Booty Bay, it's neutral.
It's the neutral,
right?
Yeah.
In Orgrimmar, the bank is there, and you just got to run up the hill to the 10 yards to the auction house. In Thunder Bluff, the bank is there, and you just run across the street to the building. It just seems like in Exodor you have to do more running. Even in Storm Ironforge, it's like across the bridge, so from one bridge to the other.
Yeah,
I guess it's not really that bad, and I don't really want the easy button. But it's just different how, it's just interesting how in different places.
I certainly wouldn't pick Exodar as a place to plant a bank hole.
Well, only reason why she's there is because of the moths.
Right.
She can just
have a tune there.
Right, and then put, I guess the only other place to put her would be Ironforge. Even Stormwind, you have to run around the corner. You definitely don't want to be in Darnassus, because Darnassus, the auction house is way, you got to go over this bridge and around this tree and up this ramp over to this, house. So, I guess it's to make it interesting. Oh, you know what probably would be the best place would be Undercity. And the cockroaches are there, too. Because Undercity, they have the 4 points. So every doorway.
Doesn't matter which door you run out.
Right. There's an auction house. Does that mean there's 8 auction house people there? Because there's 4 doors. Yeah.
I think there is.
Yeah. Yep. That's pretty cool. So, anyways, I'm going to, make the guild bank, and then that way I can just, when he's at the neutral auction house and he gets the pets, he can just stick them in the auction house, and I'll save 30 copper. Well, that adds up, 10 times, that's 3 silver, 100 times, that's 3 gold. In the course of a week, I must send at least, 50 pets? So in 2 weeks' time, I'd save three gold. And in a year, that bank vault will pay for itself.
Okay.
Obsessed much, huh? So the other thing that I realized was, while I have this Uber leveling thing, and again, it only lasts for 90 days, just refer a friend, triple leveling thing only lasts for the first 90 days after you, pay for the first 2 months. I was thinking that maybe I might want to get somebody up to 60, another one of my mid-level characters, and I've been having Iwari, if you remember from previous episodes of Control Alt WoW. She was
Caveman Extraordinaire.
She was my miner. She was in the cave in Alterac Valley. Mm-hmm. No, Alterac Hills for forever. Alterac Mountains, I think that's what they're called. And she's been neglected.
She's to say the least.
Yeah. I had her mining in Ungora for a while, and she's actually an engineer. And she has engineer at 300, and if you go over 300, there's some really good recipes and some stuff that she can make. So I thought this would be an excellent time to get her up to at least 50. So I transferred her over to my fourth or fifth account, which how you count it. And so she's now power level. She's now leveling with, I hate to call it power level, she's now refer a friend leveling with Aprilian.
And that's mega power leveling.
Yeah, mega power leveling. So at first I took them to Silthius because Aprilian still had a quest there for some guy in a cave, which I know I need to just get rid of all these old world quests, but
just get over it.
Yeah. But I took her out to the cave, and at first, though, it was funny because Aprilian kept losing Iwari because she kept going ahead because she's got a level 60 mount, and Iwari has a level, 30 mount now. And so then I'm thinking, okay, well, let me go and get my level 30 chicken out of my bank. But then I remembered, oh, wait, I'm a warlock. I still have my fell steed. And so I just summoned that, which is kind of neat and kind of gives you a foreshadowing of what it's going to be like in Wrath of the Lich King. We haven't gone over any of the notes and stuff because I think that other podcasts have done that a lot, don't you think?
Yeah.
But one of the things that's going to happen is that instead of having to carry each mount you have and each pet you have, you'll be able to just summon them like warlocks can summon a fell steed. It'll just be a spell. And it'll be a page in your book that has all these things.
Actually, it actually took me a while to find it in the book.
What?
Because I knew the Death Knight had a mount.
Oh.
It actually took me a while to actually navigate through the right pages and actually find it and drag it out onto a toolbar.
So it
wasn't immediately obvious.
There's not a separate page.
No, it wasn't. It's not like the. It wasn't just a simple, spell book. I thought it would look like just being a spell book general, but it's buried a bit deeper than that. Maybe there's an easier way to get to it, and I didn't find it. But
oh, neat.
But it's just a spell now.
Yeah, cool. So
So you have to fill your bags with something other than your non-combat pets,
and you'll be able to have them with you all the time. You won't have to sit there and make a decision as to who you're going to leave back in the. In the bank and who you're going to bring with you. And, like this time, if it had been anybody other than a warlock, I wouldn't have. The last time I took Aunt Rilia out with Ardrian and Aprilian back when Aprilian wasn't 60, when she was like 40-something, in Tanaris, I remember that Aunt Rilia had to run back to the bank to get her level 40 chicken, level 40 mount, so that she wouldn't have to keep losing. Because when you're higher speed and somebody lower than you is following, they're going to eventually slow down enough to break the follow. And that's kind of annoying. So we were in Silthius. We finished that quest. We killed a few things. Found out that everything was too high for Iwari to even get a soul shard. So I thought about going to the crater.
Too high?
Yeah. Really? She's 47. Everything in there was 57 and above. There was like maybe a couple of 56s.
I knew there was too low, but I didn't realize you could have mobs that were too high. I suppose that got resisted, did it?
Right. Yeah. If they have that thing where you can't even see the level and they have that little symbol.
The skull.
Yeah, the skull. Then you can't even suck them.
Right.
Oh, God, that sounded awful, but you can't suck their soul.
Give me your soul.
Right. So I ended up realizing that she doesn't have the abyss thing because she's been so neglected. She hasn't even been to Fellwood. So I said, well, let's go to Fellwood. Well, I said it in my head.
She said, yeah, that's a great idea. What shell?
So we went to the Flight Master, and she didn't even have the flight path to Fellwood. God, she's so
poor or pitiful.
I know.
That's terrible.
But thankfully, since they're paired on the refer a friend thing, Aprilian was able to fly to Fellwood and then summon Iwari. And so she got the flight path. And that's where we are now. We're going to end up doing that whole quest line where she gets that part. So,
cool.
And I think she still has to do something else because she has the tattered manuscript. Oh, that means she doesn't have her Fellhound? Aw, poor baby.
You're going to be doing warlocks by the time you level up your new family of warlocks.
I know. I love doing warlocks. And, of course, I've been doing demonology. That's the other thing I did when I got that iPhone app was I pulled up Asheo's stats. And I realized Asheo has almost nothing in demonology. She's all, what, affliction? No.
I'm affliction.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing all demonology. So I still have a lot to do. Plus, now I have a human warlock. And that's a whole different ball game. You know, take candle. Oh, God. The mobs, and that's one of that guy. And it's just a funny thing. So it's going to be interesting doing a different. That's the beauty of WoW. There's so much to do. I don't understand how anybody ever gets bored. I mean, now when I start over with this alliance, it's going to be a whole different thing.
Is the alliance on Earthen Ring?
Yeah, because I actually had I had one paladin that I had transferred over a while back. I had leveled her up for some reason or another on another server and then brought her over. Her name's Capril. Actually like my name, so I use April a lot. In fact, on all my computers and all my external hard drives that all have some version of April, and my husband says it's really funny that I like April so much.
Fair enough.
So I'm just gonna close out because I've talked a lot with saying that. I know the other thing was I started to make Primal Might with Trishel because you know you have all these alts that you're kind of balancing and stuff, and you forget that there are things that some can do. I had her prospect some ore, and she got some gems.
Yep.
And she's also going to be doing Primal Might more often. She's got the 20 hour cooldown that she's not using.
Yep.
So I bought, but I had to buy some primals because it's 5 different primals that she has to get just to make it. So I kind of shied away from it because I didn't think it was worth it. But if I buy primals in bulk, the primal might.
Yeah, you just need to look at I need to do the same thing because I've really dropped off on, you know, I've got a 375 alchemist and jewel crafter, and you know, I don't really use them for making gold at all, and you know, I should be.
It's funny because I'm almost religious about Aprilian's cooldowns on the cloth, you know, because that's 4 days. And
reminds me.
And I've actually gotten into a deal with Viversky where he needs spell cloth because right now I'm just collecting Shadow Weave for my Shadow Weave sets. And then I'm doing Primal Mooncloth and just selling those. And then I had a bunch of spell cloth that I hadn't used. And I traded him for mats, so I'm giving him my cooldowns, and because you know they're valuable. Cooldowns are valuable,
sure.
And it's a shame to waste it. So I thought, well, I'm wasting all this primal might cooldown. So I've been doing that. I guess I could do the thing in trade where you offer up your Primal Moon. I've done that a couple of times when I've seen people asking for it, and they will pay you anywhere from 5 to 15 gold for it. So it's kind of neat to be able to use it.
Yeah, the one thing I have been doing is I think I mentioned is transmuting Primal Earth into Primal Life. I remember to do that most days because, you know, I just log into Alchemist and it's quick and easy.
Oh, I should check that out because I have a bunch of Primal Earth.
So it just depends on which ones you've discovered. And it used to be really good. It was like I used to be able to buy Primal Earth for 1 or 2 gold, and the Primal Lifes would sell for 22, 24 gold.
Right.
But it's starting to balance out now. They're more like the Earths around 5 and 6, and the Lifes are coming down to 18, 16. But, you know, it's still, you know, for clicking on a button and spending a couple of seconds to do a transmute, it's still an easy, 10 gold a day.
So that's a good segue into what else have you been doing this week, Ashayo?
What have I been doing? I've not been doing my spellcloth cooldown. That's what I haven't been doing. So, while you reminded me, I should go and do that. But I've while I was doing the Shattered Sun offensive rep grind with a shield and a shield, in doing that, you get quite a lot of the Scryer signets and the what are they called? The Arcane Tomes for Scryer rep.
Okay.
And I've been sending them all to Jekyll because Jekyll's, there's some nice stuff you get with jewel crafting and that with Scryers, but mainly it was his neck piece. As a healer, the neck piece that he got, when he hits Exalted with Scryer, there's an extra buff that procs every now and again that does extra heals. And he desperately needed extra heals to be effective in raids and things. So I'd sent them all to him, and he hasn't even done any of the quests in Shadow Moon Valley. And there's quite a lot of Scryer rep that you get from questing in Shadow Moon Valley. And he's hit Exalted already, and I've still got tomes and signets left over.
Oh, wow.
So I'll probably get another one up to Exalted as well. I'm not quite sure which character. Yeah, I should probably do a Shao, I guess, but haven't decided yet. So, yeah, Jekyll's nice neck piece that he got from Exalted Shattered Sun Offensive now benefits from being Exalted with Scryer, and get some extra heals that way. And I actually put it into use this week. This week's been a very grueling week for me. Mainly because I've done Gruul's Lair 3 times.
Wow.
wasn't planning it. It's just the way things happened. Shayo logged on, I think it was about Wednesday, and the DWP raid group in AIE was in there, and someone had dropped out, and they said, "Oh, you want to come along?" I said, "Yeah, why not?" And they hadn't got him down before. And I think we two-shotted him. I think the first time was like, you know, there was a bunch of people that hadn't even done it before, and we wiped. And the second time, we got him down. So they were all ecstatic. It was like the first time that they'd got him down. So that was a show on Wednesday. And then on Friday, Friday night server time is the weekly AIE Gruppers raid group that does Gruul's, and Jekyll goes in on that when he can. And I could make it on Friday night, so went in on Friday night, and that was the third time. So we've got the hat trick with them now. It's the third time we've got Gruul's down in a row. And then on the weekends,
did you get any good drops?
No, I didn't get anything from any of them. But well, Ashaya doesn't need anything. Jekyll's, you know, I treat as an alt, and so, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, they're their main characters, and, you know, aren't decked out, so I'd pass to anybody that could use anything, but there was nothing really that would have helped me out anyway.
Huh. That's very noble of you.
Oh, well, you know, just, I can't. How many 70s can you deck out completely? I
mean, right.
You got to draw a line somewhere,
right.
and you've got to look out for your guildies. That really, it's about, you know, it's benefiting the whole raid if you get the people with their primary characters geared up better. And then on the weekend, Nightlife was running Gruels. That's the raid team that Asheo normally runs with. They're not AIE, it's a separate guild, but they run late at night, which is good for me, being in Australia compared to server time.
Right.
And I couldn't do it on Asheo or Jekyll because they were both saved, and they're about to 24 man it. They couldn't find a 25th, and I said, oh, I'll come on my Shadow Priest, but
when you
she's
say
a complete...
For us non-raiders, when you say saved...
Right, so once you go into an instance like the ones that are reset weekly, like Karazhan and Gruul's Lair and Megtheridon's Lair, once you've actually killed a boss in any of those instances, you get saved at that instance.
Okay.
So then you've got, like, whatever the reset cycle is, and most of them it's a week. So you've got a week and can go back in there, and, you know, the bosses that you've already killed are still killed.
Okay.
So it might even be the next night, but, you know, you go in and you start on the trash and the next boss that you're up to that you left off last night. And generally it's a week. So, like, every Tuesday night during server reset, or Tuesday night for me, during the server maintenance, Karazhan resets. So then you've got from, you know, that from the Wednesday through until the next Tuesday night to work on getting all the bosses down in that instance.
Okay, thanks.
So if you've been in a raid and downed any boss in that instance, then you can't go and join somebody else's raid because you'd end up in a different instance. It'd be like you're in a different party.
Oh, how weird. I mean, yeah. That explains it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So they were going to 24 man, and they couldn't find anybody else. And I said, oh, well, I've got this really undergeared Shadow Priest that hasn't even been through Karazhan and decked out there. But they said, oh, why the hell not? Bring him along. So I went and did Gruul's on a shield on the Shadow Priest, and I think I got the lowest DPS in the raid, but that's to be expected because everyone's house was fully decked out. But I didn't die, at least. And it's a lot different on all three characters, even though Ashiel and Asheo are both DPS class, it still felt quite different to actually do it on the different classes. Obviously very different on Jekyll, being a healer. It's kind of good on being doing it on a healer because you can kind of stand around in the middle and everybody's job is to run away from you. There's a phase in Gruul's Lair where he does this shatter, and if you're too close to somebody else, you do damage to whoever's close to you.
Oh.
So if you've got four or five people that's like standing on top of one another, and you do, I'm not sure how much it is, but let's say you do 1,000 damage to each person standing around you, that's 5,000 damage that you do to each of those people, and each of them do 5,000 damage to you. So, you pretty much all die.
Wow.
So it's really important that when he's about to do that, that everybody spreads out and doesn't stand near anybody. And basically, the healers, well, I say get it easy, but the healers they've got raid marks on them, and it's everybody else's job to stay away from the healers because you don't want the healers to die. So, but with the DPS classes like Asheo and Asheel, it's basically go and hide somewhere. And on the warlock, it's really easy because even when I'm turning around and running away, I can still put up dots because when you're putting up dots, the mob doesn't have to be in front of you. Whereas with the Shadow Priest, when I'm trying to do it, a Mind Blast or a Mind Flay or something, I have to actually be backing away or stop doing damage and turn around and run away from a healer. So, but it was good. It's I really enjoyed it on doing it on my Shadow Priest, and again didn't get any gear, but she's a third level ult almost. So even with, she's got the, I made the, because she's the tailor, so right. I've got the frozen Shadow Weave set on her. So even with that and the rewards from the Shattered Sun Offensive, yeah, she's still way under geared compared to everybody else that's been through Karazhan and Gruul's Lair a few times. And after, what was it? I think it was after the Grappers raid last week. A bunch of the guys decided that we'd go and raid Molten Core. I forget why. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Old
the
school? Old world. Yeah, okay.
Old school Molten Core. So I said, yeah, all right, I'll come and Jekyll. And then it's like, oh, you know, we still need some more. So it's like, okay, I'll come and hide as well. So I multi-boxed Molten Core with Jekyll and Hyde. And I had to actually get – Jekyll wasn't attuned. I couldn't remember what characters I had attuned, because you got to get attuned to Molten Core by running through Blackrock Depths.
Right.
There's a quest you need to do in there, and it's like right at the end of Blackrock Depths is the item that you get to complete this quest to get attuned for Molten Core. Yeah, and back in the day, it would take – you know, a couple of hours to run Blackrock Depths to get to the end, to get attuned for Molten Core. Well, Jekyll charges in there and just skips past the, you know, because he's a druid, so, you know, stealthed a bit, skip past the mobs. You know, he's a healer as well, so he just, rather than going the long way, he just jumped in the lava and just swam through the lava and healed himself through it. And just ran to the end of the instance and picked it up. I got it tuned in about 3 minutes.
Oh, how awesome.
So, yeah, we went and did Molten Core. We got a few bosses down. To get the numbers up, we just asked in trade chat if anybody wanted to come along. And unfortunately, of course, you know, when you do that, yeah, you get people that come along and just want to cause trouble. So, like, we get in there and you know, some hunter, you know, pulls both giants that at the start and some fire elementals behind them and wipe the raid before we'd even got underway. So it was like, ha ha, yeah, very good. And then they left and we actually got some bosses down. You actually need an item, and I forget what it's called. It's, you got to go through a quest line and build up rep to buy these items to put out fires that are in Molten Core in order to get to the last bosses. Well, we didn't have any of that, so we couldn't get to the last bosses. But we had bucket loads of fun anyway. Jekyll actually got a tier piece. So he's got tier one belt. That was hilarious. So he got this purple belt that's from level 60 that you'll probably never use. But we did silly things like there's a boss in there where there's lots of elementals that, you know, you're supposed to have warriors take one each and warlocks, you know, banish a bunch of them and pick them off one by one. We just charged in there and tried AOEing them all and wiped the first time trying to do that and actually succeeded the second time. Just it's fun trying to do, you know, old world instances that you've had to, you know, do meticulously in the past and just charge in there and do crazy stuff. It was a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. I'd like to do more stuff like that. That sounds, yeah.
I'd love to do, you know, even though it got really burnt out on it, I'd love to go back and do some of the old world instances. I nearly got to do Zul'Gurub last night, which was probably one of my favourite old world instances, mainly because it's an outside instance.
Yeah.
And so as a druid, I can do things like, you know, the what's it called, rooting something or other, tangling roots to help control mobs.
Willfire ended up out by there's an island out there in Stranglethorn Vale, and there's a bunch of quests for that. Maybe one day we can get together and go do that one, because
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll Need a few people because it's
25.
25 men for 60. So I'm not quite sure. Probably, you know, if everyone was 70, you could probably do it with, you know, a few more than five. Yeah, somewhere between 5 and 10, probably, I would think. But yeah, I'd love to. ZG's heaps of fun, and there's even, yeah, if you did it enough, there's still stuff in there that's probably worth getting.
And you know, it is fun. This is a game.
Yep. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to have fun.
Right.
And speaking of fun, not every day, but every few days, I still log back into my zombie that's in the in Stormwind on the fountain.
Right.
And I logged into him the other day, and I didn't notice, but I'm running along, and because when you log in, you're back at the graveyard, right, and you've got to run back into the city and rez on the fountain and go jump around and wave and dance and
right.
See how many seconds it is before some stupid hunter kills you. And your body's lying there, spread eagle on the fountain again. So I log in, fair enough, so I'm running back towards Stormwind, and I aggro this wolf, and I'm like, what? And then it's like, oh, I'm alive.
How did that happen?
Somehow or other, my body actually, you know, I definitely hadn't done it. And so I don't know whether it's if you don't log into them for a few days or what it is, but somehow I got alive again at the graveyard rather than being a ghost.
How funny.
Whether it's... So I'd be keen to hear if anybody actually knows, you know, what the story is there. Is it if you don't log into it for so many days? Is it if you're in enemy territory for so many days? Is it just the GM's got sick of seeing these level 2 undead corpses on the fountain and made it harder for me to get back in?
Right, because normally you would just be able to run right back to your body and you wouldn't have to get...
Yeah.
I'm going to log into mine and see what happens. You know,
So I did anyway. So I'm not going to let this get me down. I soloed it. It took me about 8 tries to get back in. I got back in again. Jumped up back on the fountain. Lasted about 12 seconds. Got killed again. I don't know what happened there, but that was good.
Yeah. It's going to be fun when that finally gets going.
Yep.
Oh, I don't want to say anymore.
Shh, it's a secret. It's all over our forums. And the other buggy type thing that happened to me this week, and I'm not quite sure whether it was the game or probably more likely Ark Inventory, but my ult in Winterspring that... I used to collect Felcloth. I was logged into that, and I knew that there was more to Ark Inventory that I hadn't figured out yet. There's all the rules and the bag sorting and fixing stuff in place that I'll figure out, because it really annoys me opening up my bags, you know, not on that alt, but on other alts. Opening up my bags and having to look for a few seconds to find my hearthstone.
Right.
And I'm sure that there's a way that I can say, you know, I always want the hearthstone in the bottom right-hand corner of the bag, so that I'll figure out how to do that. And because Ark Inventory's got all this great bag changer mods, and you can sort stuff and put stuff into categories, and I was trying to work it out. And I was, like, right-clicking on the item... And on the bags, and it was like there was no animation, there was no timer or anything. It's just the screen just did the rezoning, and I'm back in Silvermoon.
Wow!
And so somehow by playing around with the hearthstone and trying to lock it into a bag slot, it activated the hearthstone. And I was like, oh, no. I'm going to have to get a Prillion out here to help me summon back again.
You mean you didn't want to run your level 3? What was it, level 1?
Level 2. Level 2 Blood Elf back to Winterspring.
Right. And just to remind people,
I don't know what happened there.
That we each have an alt in Winterspring because there's an NPC there that sometimes sells fell cloth and Grom's blood. But you're not getting any of the Grom's blood, are you?
No, I'm just going for the fell cloth.
Yeah. That's just fine because it's more Grom's blood for me.
I'm pretty sure I mean, the reason that, I wouldn't mind anyway, but in particular, the reason I don't think it matters that quite a few people do this is that it looks like the fell cloth and the Grom's blood, because it's a limited item thing, it's not like it spawns and then it stays there until somebody buys it. It's like it spawns and it despawns as well.
Okay.
I'm sure that it doesn't.
So you're not taking mine and I'm not taking yours, is what you're saying.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
It's just luck of the draw.
I think it's just luck of the draw of when you come there, because I can be there for hours. Like if I'm doing a raid on a Shayo, then I'll have that alt just logged in and just check it every now and again. And sometimes I seem to hit it regularly, and other times miss it and don't get anything for ages.
Right, and it doesn't look
like... I'm sure it must be spawning and then despawning.
And it doesn't look like anyone's been there.
Well, they haven't been, because I'm there the whole time.
Right. A couple of times I got in whispers asking me if I was a bot.
Yeah. You a bot working in the auction house.
The other thing... Oh, never mind. Go ahead. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
Oh, but I did just want... I just did just run back to Stormwind, and I didn't, become alive.
You were dead? Yeah, I tested again. I died, logged out, logged back in. I was still a ghost of the graveyard. So
yeah, and I just ran past rancid meat.
So how long's it been since you logged into it?
Oh, at least a month.
Oh, okay. Well, it's definitely not time based then.
No. And let's cool. See. There's a. Oh, okay.
So I've got a mod of the week this week.
Ooh.
I've been spending some time leveling my Shaman, however you want to pronounce it, and quickly realized that about 20, level 28 probably, that I was definitely going to need a mod to manage the totems, because I had, I activate the bottom left and bottom right action bars as well.
Right.
So there's an extra, I don't know how many it is, 20-odd slots there.
Right, and you don't have to worry about the extra level that you get. I don't ever activate the left lower bar because of the pets, because then you have three stacked up.
Okay.
But with a shaman, you don't have to worry about that.
That's right. Well, the amount of totems that shamans have, I didn't realize. It's just ridiculous. Ridiculous amount of totems. And each one of them stacking up a slot. So this is crazy. So I had a look around and there's some obvious ones that people recommend. And I asked in guild chat, and somebody recommended to try out Lunisphere. And I'm trying that, and I'm really quite impressed. I guess I don't have too much to compare it against, because I don't generally use. It's one of those wheel mods. You've got a wheel, and off the side of it, you got all buttons all around the wheel. It's one of those, but it's not specific for totems. You can use it for anything.
Oh,
it's got 10 circles around the hub, and you can put anything in them. They can be spells. They could be drink, eat. You use healing pot, basically anything that you can put into a button, you can put into one of these.
So is it keyboard? Is it linked to certain keyboard?
It's mouse.
Okay, it's all mouse. Okay.
I'm not sure if you can do it with the keyboard, but I'm certainly using it for mouse.
Okay.
Each of the little circles you can bind to left click, right click, middle click.
Hmm.
So in... I forget how many I'm using, maybe five of those buttons. I've put earth totems in some, fire totems in another, and water totems in another. So they're all like really close together. and taking up virtually no space at all. And so I've taken all the totems off my bars, and I'm really enjoying it. It's so much cleaner. So I think I'll try using it for other stuff as well. And it's the actual center of the hub. You can customize what there's a couple of bars around the actual hub, and by default it actually shows your mana and your health and the percentage, and kind of flashes red when you're in combat. So it shows a whole heap of stuff. And the mod itself has got a whole bunch of other options built into it. It's not just for spellcasting. It's got things like that, a whole bunch of other mods that you could probably eliminate all bundled up into one. It's got the auto-restock reagents, auto-sell your junk, auto-repair, auto-pull all your auction mail out of your mail with money attached. It's got scripts for RP-style speech when you're doing actions like mounting and resing and stuff. There's all sorts of options to disable standard parts of your UI that you don't want or need because you've got this mod. And it's got a pretty cool memory dump that shows you, you can generate a report that shows you the memory usage of all the mods that you've got loaded, not just itself, and a debugging mode. So it's a pretty cool mod. I'll include a link to it in the show notes.
Okay.
It's actually hosted on some forums. It's not that's the primary site. I'm not sure whether Curse and WoW interface and those host mirrors, but that's the primary location for it. It's the actual forums where the developers are developing it, and it's still beta, I think. It's like release 7.7, something like that. But check it out. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
And I've decided back in... I don't think I've done every or the majority of Stranglethorn quests since I was Alliance. And certainly not as a Horde. So I decided on my mage, I would put myself through the pain of attempting to complete every single quest in Stranglethorn Vale.
Well, it's a whole different ball game now. I don't consider Stranglethorn Vale the same as before because you have a mount now, don't you?
That's one thing that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
But either my memory's failing me or I swear that they've changed quite a number of the quests that used to be horribly low drop rate to more acceptable drop rates.
Probably.
I'm not finding it a pain at all. I'm actually enjoying it. They're quite nice quests that I haven't done for a long time.
Are you? Do you have a Skinner with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I imagine there's a lot of to skin.
There's a lot of skinning going on, yes. So I have a skinner. I have a miner with me. I don't have a herbalist. No, sorry, I have a herbalist, not a miner. It's the other way around. And so he's currently 42, and I've still, normally, I'm way out of Strangle, but by the time I get to 40, I'm down in Tanaris. And he's 42, and I've still got quite a number of quests to go. He'll probably be 44 before he gets out of Stranglethorn, I think.
Wow.
So I'll keep at it. But for those people that have haunting bad memories of Stranglethorn Vale, give it a try. You might find that it's not as bad as you remember. it's certainly not for me.
Sounds like an ad. Stranglethorn Vale. Come
it's
back.
It's not as bad as you remember.
Come back. It's not as bad as you remember. So, it's been a full week.
And it's been a full week, and I actually finished my week last night by, one of the Gil Karazhan raid teams was short an off tank. And I said, well, I've a shield is a paladin tank, but he's way under geared. And I said, yeah, sure, fine, come along anyway. And I was under this really strange delusion for some reason that it'd be like Karazhan from the start. And it wouldn't be that wouldn't be that bad on me. But they were like up to chess and cleared some trash, and then we're up to Prince. It's like one of the hardest and last bosses in Karazhan. Mm. Like, don't think I'm geared for this.
Mother, luckily, help, mother.
I died in the first minute of the fight. Anyways, completely useless in the Prince fight. But I got really lucky because the T4 helm dropped off Prince, and it's Paladin, Rogue, Shaman, I think, is the other class. The way that the tier pieces work in Karazhan, it's not like an actual item drops off the bosses that, you know, it might be a leather piece that's useful to different classes. It's a token, and the tokens are valid for three different classes. So you might have, I forget what the combinations are, but you know, for example, it's Paladin, Rogue, Shaman would be rolling off against a token, and you know, Warlock, Priest, Druid would roll off against a token. No one else can use them. And in this raid team, there was no Rogues and there were no Shamans. And the other Paladin already had his T4 help. It's like, grats, you've got T4 help. It's like, oh my God. I'm not even key to Karazhan, and he's still got just, you know, quest blues and his T4 helm piece. So that was terrific. That was a lovely way to finish the week.
Cool. So it was a good week.
It's been a great week. I've done probably more raiding and instances this week than I have in a long time.
And I have to...
Mostly by accident.
I have to ask, did you do any... beta?
No.
Okay.
No. I guess my curiosity with the beta is being overwhelmed by my desire to experience it when it actually gets released and not feel like it's an old game already. So I'll probably, you know, poke my head in there and look around, but I'm not going to spend a whole heap of time in there.
Yeah, well, you know, I've thought about that. I think I would just like to see it. I don't think it would be as... it's not going to be the same.
What's not going to be the same? The
actual...
The release game,
right.
Beta.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be a lot of difference.
Yeah. Hmm. Be kind of neat. I don't know. I just did something real silly. I'm still BGing, and I'm sorry for BGing I wasn't actually BGing. I was in line to BG to go to Warsong Gulch with Permel, who got kicked out last night. And I just realized that she was 100 points away from level 14. So I'm thinking, you know, she probably would have just a little bit of a chance. You think there would be that much of a chance between level 13 and level 14 in Battlegrounds?
Don't ask me.
Yeah. So you wouldn't know. So I realized I was getting ready to run her somewhere, like to Crossroads or fly to Crossroads, and then I realized I had Trishel in Ogrimmar. So what I did was I grouped them together and ran them to Rage Fire Chasm. Mm-hmm. And while we were getting ready to run into Rage Fire Chasm, Primal got the signal to join the battlegrounds. But I ran in anyways and had Trishel shoot a couple of those snaky things. And that was just enough for Primal to get to 14.
Cool.
She dinged 14 and then she went into Battlegrounds. I'm sorry, I'm Battleground obsessed. Yes, 14 will make that much better for me to win. So anyways.
I'll distract you from your Battleground and make you read email number one.
Okay. Email number one is from
Blade.
Blade. Oh, we love to hear from Blade. But before we do that, I will mention that Blade did get his authenticator. So we're very happy about that. And
but for some reason, couldn't try it, which I'm confused about.
Yeah, he did write that he broke his leg.
Broke his foot.
So he couldn't. So that does mean that he can still play World of Warcraft.
Blade.
So.
How do you play WoW? Please let us know, because I haven't used my feet yet.
So
I'm sure there's some obvious reason that I'm overlooking.
Right.
Maybe he spent the day in hospital.
Right. Maybe that's it. Or maybe it's some kind of Canadian thing. So anyway.
Mm.
So let's read his first email. He's gonna tell us about Mr. Pinchy. So, hey guys, Blade here. As promised, here's the nitty-gritty on how to catch Mr. Pinchy. I'll even try to keep it short. Mr. Pinchy is found only in pools called Highland Mixed School. These pools are only found in Terrakar Forest and only in three specific lakes, all of which can be reached by flying mounts or by Warlock summon. Lake Jeroen, which is above Stonebreaker Hold. Lake Enora, which is above Alarian Hold, and Blackwind Lake, which is near Skedis. As a note, the first two are usually referred to as cherry-picking lakes. There are no mobs in them, so they're very safe to park alts, and subsequently are the most frequently fished. The Blackwind Lake location is the one with the water elementals. The Skedis Skyguard rep quest and the huge elite trees wandering around. Oh, wow. Of course, I don't know anything about these areas, but
you gotta fly to get up there.
Yeah. Due to the fact that there's more risk involved in fishing this lake, there's a correspondingly greater number of highland pools that can spawn. Now, before you leave on your mega fishing adventure, Asheo. Oh, why is he? Oh, okay.
Because you need to be 17. Oh, that's not true. I guess a druid could do it at 68.
Right. There's a few things you need to know. To have a chance at successfully fishing the Highland Mixed School and catching the rarest of rare drops, Mr. Pinchy, you will have to have a fishing skill of at least 405. Yes, 405. That's the bare minimum. And as the skill of fishing caps at 375 currently, you will have to gear up with special items and equip special fishing lures on your fishing pole in order to achieve this skill level. I'll leave the details of how you add skills to your fishing up to you, or maybe put them into an upcoming email. Suffice to say, at least 405 is required to attempt to catch any fish out of the highland pools, and a 500 plus required to prevent any fish from getting away. Wow. As an aside, this was previously nerfed from 430 minimum and 525 respectively. Oh, nice, Blizzard. Also, the pools seem to be on a timer and do not often spawn for upwards of 2 hours at any given location, so you may have competition once a pool spawns. In addition, as if all this wasn't enough of a deterrent, good old Mr. Pinchy is rumored to have a drop rate around 0.2%. That's 2 out of every 1,000 casts, and presuming you successfully fish something out of every cast. So that means that the 1,000 casts means that you would be if you had 500 plus.
Yeah, and it's not just 5,000 casts, it's 5,000 casts into the Highland School.
Right.
They're hard to find.
Right, and you have to land inside the pool and not, you know, outside.
Yeah,
so you have to recast a few times just to land right inside of it. If you do manage to catch Mr. Pinchy, beware that he is bind on pickup and will grant you 3 wishes with a 2-day cooldown between wishes. The description reads, use, speak with Mr. Pinchy and be granted a wish. Maybe something good, maybe something bad. Mr. Pinchy does not know. Using Mr. Pinchy triggers the spell cast Make a Wish. The Make a Wish spell will have a variable result. It could summon a non-elite guard, a benevolent Mr. Pinchy, that assists you in battle for 10 minutes. It could bestow a gift box with up to 5 super healing potions and 5 super mana potions. It could bestow a magical crawdad box containing a magical crawdad non-combat pet. Grant Mr. Pinchy's blessings, which increases your health by 500. This buff persists through death and is considered a flask with a 2-hour duration. Or you might make Mr. Pinchy angry, which will spawn Furious Mr. Pinchy, a non-elite that will attack you. Furious Mr. Pinchy has around 5,560 health and is easily killed. Plus, his corpse cannot be looted. Okay, so. But then that's a how many day cooldown? A 2-day cooldown. So, you know, that'd be kind of bad to get bad Mr. Pinchy.
After all that effort to catch him.
Right. So I managed to catch him once and got the 500 health buff twice, followed by an angry Mr. Pinchy. So it seems to be random as to what you might get from any given wish. So, and do you keep him? Am I right? So you keep him for...
I'm not sure what happens after you've had all your wishes.
Oh, there's 3 wishes. Oh, wow. So I guess the whole thing is to either get the magical crawdad box. That would be the best part. But gosh, that seems kind of neat. I can't wait to be 70 so I can...
So I can fill in a couple of things there. In order to get a higher fishing, there's a fishing quest that gives you plus 25 fishing. Pagel's Extreme Angler FC 5000 gives you 25, so that's 300.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the fishing daily, there's a weather-beaten fishing hat that you can get, which gives you another 5.
No, that'll be 400. Did you say 300? 400.
400, right. What did I say? Yeah.
Okay.
And there's sharpened fishing hooks that you get from the fishing dailies as well, that's plus 100 for 10 minutes.
Okay.
That's 505.
All right, so that would be enough.
And I've got all that, and I'm in Lake Garanoru, and there's a couple of Highland Nix schools, and I've probably done this not 2,000 times, but it seems like getting pretty close to that. And all I get is Furious Crawdads and Golden Darters.
Well, you can sell those at least.
Oh, yeah.
Make some golden sticks.
Well, the golden data I send to cook them up and send them to Jekyll.
Oh.
So he uses them. So, I just haven't been lucky enough yet.
Yeah. Well, keep trying. See what happens. So he closes out with an extra little Easter egg. Ever seen the movie Fight Club? Have you?
Yep.
Okay. Worry not, the 2 main characters of the movie survive the undead plague, and they head to Undercity, specifically to the War Quarter, and there you will find a group of fighters, 2 of them who are named Edward and Tyler. That's a little thing, yeah.
Cool.
Cheers for an awesome podcast, guys. Blade. Thanks, Blade, and we always love to hear from you.
Thanks, Blade.
That was great, and anyone who does manage to get Mr. Pinchy, or who has any comments on this, or has any comments on this show, or want to send an email, you can send one to controlaltwow@gmail.com. That's controlaltwow@gmail.com. So, would you like to read the 2nd and 4th emails? We'll do it all together.
The 2nd and 4th?
Yeah, they're both from Mo. Oh, I didn't write that in there.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Oh, you didn't tell me that. Okay, so Mo wants to know, hi, do you know if I'm able to have WoW installed on one computer so to play 2 accounts? Yep, you sure can, Mo, because that's precisely what I do.
Yeah.
So.
We both do it.
Right, but I'm assuming he's talking computer and not Mac, so Windows. On Windows, you just need to install it once, and you can just run it multiple times. You don't need to have different launches or whatever it is that you have on a Macintosh.
Yeah, you just have to have on a Mac. If by chance he had one. You just need a separate folder. I wonder, so now all of your preference folders are all just in the same folder for all of your accounts, or is it split up?
Yep. No, all together.
Okay, that's interesting.
And it all works fine.
Okay.
So, and hi, I'm new to jewel boxing. So far, I have run it on two laptops. I'd like to run it on my Dell XPS. I've tried it, and so far, I've been able to do it. The problem is that it would be nice to have an add-on or maybe macros so I don't have to keep switching screens. But so far, I've had zero luck finding either one. Any suggestions? Thank you. Probably the best mod for that, Toolbox Toolkit. This was one we mentioned a couple of weeks back. You're still going to need to switch screens, but it greatly reduces the need to do it by having the on-sticky. However, if what you're looking for is to actually drive both characters at the same time just by using one keyboard and not switching between screens, then you're going to need something like KeyClone, which is third-party software to actually drive both windows.
You mean
just using one keyboard?
What about that program that lets you do picture-in-picture? You have your little screen of your second account up in the window of your first account. Oh, wait, there's nothing that does that. Sorry.
I'm thinking, wow, that sounds fantastic. Why don't I get me one of them?
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, so...
Well, I wonder if
Let us know what you're running. What are you dual boxing? And are you trying to run two characters and drive them simultaneously, or are you trying to drive two different characters? Because it makes a difference.
But I wonder if you got one of those TVs that lets you do picture-in-picture that had video input. There's got to be, because I know, you know, I'm using an HD TV for my second monitor. And if it had picture-in-picture, then I could plug in... Twice. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or plug in one from one computer to the other computer, and then I can actually do a picture-in-picture. I'll have to look into that. Wouldn't that be cool? You could actually do it. I have to look into that. Has anybody tried to do that? If you have, please write us and let us know. And
I'm actually quite amazed by the number of people that are talking about in guild chat. This refer a friend seems to be spawning a really strong interest in multiboxing.
Well, it's a given because it seemed to be designed that. Plus, I think that with any game, you know, you play it enough, you want to then bring it to a different level.
But I mean, I could see the potential for it. I was just surprised at the amount of talk about people, you know, really looking at doing that. It's probably still a minority, but it seems to be a conversation, a topic that comes up again and again in the last week.
Well, let's see what happens at the end of the program and if there'll be that many. I wonder how long the program's going to run. I mean, you know, the actual linking is only 90 days. So at the end of 90 days, you're back to just a normal leveling.
Well, given Matterhorn, he's hit level 40 on the weekend.
That's so amazing.
It's not going to take you anywhere near 90 days to get to level 60 it cuts off anyway.
That's if you're... running just one character. At this point, I've got like five different setups that I'm running. So,
I think you might be the extreme.
You think? Wow. So, you want to read this last email, or do you want me to read it? Okay, go ahead.
I'll do it. Hello again, Aprilia and Asheo. I have a nice long email for you this week. Asheo, on the topic of whether you should buy your two epic mounts, I have to say yes. I should probably stop and say this is from Tria. Hi, Tria. Although you may think 10,000 gold at this point is a lot, it opens up the Netherwing quests. Yes. Although these quests are sometimes boring, trivial, and long, they also have a huge income for you if you continue to do them. I have to agree with that, with all of that. They're boring, they're trivial, and they're long, and I've done it once. I'm not sure that I could do it again. Or maybe I should do it and dual box it, because the first time around I didn't multi-box it. So maybe I should do that as an exercise. Anyway, sorry, back to the mail. This also allows you to buy the next mount skill in the expansion. On the topic of how to prepare for the next expansion, I've been doing three things. Number one, two, and three. I'm not going to tell anybody what they are because they're really good ideas and I'm going to keep them for a secret. No, I'll do it. I'll read the mail. Storing money for the next mount skill. I currently do the Netherwing dailies as well as the Shattered Sun Offensive Island dailies on three characters every day and have managed to amass over 40,000 gold. Wow.
Wow.
I have three characters to pay for the expansion gear and mounts. That must take a while. Doing it on the Netherwing and the Shattered Sun with three characters every day. That's wow. Okay.
It's dedication.
Number two. That's very, very dedicated. I like making gold in the game, but I don't like it enough to make myself do that every day. Number two, I'm storing herbs. The new profession has been confirmed to go with herbalism. For this reason, you will see tons of people not wanting to go gather low-level herbs. I've been buying herbs cheap as well as gathering some of my own. These will sell for a good profit when the expansion comes out. Number three, I've been building supplies of plate gear and mats to make plate gear for 60+ for all people who will be playing Death Knights.
Oh, wow, that's a great idea.
They're three very good tips.
Mm.
So everybody that's not on Earthen Ring, go ahead and do that. Everybody that's on Earthen Ring,
don't
do that. Bad idea. Just keep going with what you're doing. That'll be fine. On other news, I have, in fact, inverted to the dark side.
Oh.
This week, a large group of my friends from my Alliance Guild have joined me in re-rolling Horde. We started a guild on the Lothar server called We Just Rerolled Horde. Great guild name. I love it. And seeing the need in our guild for another healer, I create another Horde character. This time it is a Tauren Druid. He's currently level 21 and he's leveling quickly. My goal with him is to be exalted with Orgrimmar before level 60. We have all decided that with the release of the expansion in the near future, we would prefer to stop raiding level Horde characters and PvP with them because of the fact that a Horde is a lot better at PvP in our battle group. Now I would like to say, for the Horde! That's great.
Bravo, welcome to the dark side. Now, the question is Shade Chat just as bad on the Horde side as it is on the Alliance?
Guaranteed.
Inquiring minds want to know.
He goes on. The add-on I have this week is called Outfitter. It allows you to create many different preset outfits for your character and switch between them with a click of a button. No more digging through your bags for gear when you want to do some PvP or when you want to tank an instance. You can also have outfits which automatically equip based on events like changing stance, stealthing, mounting up or entering a battleground. It can be found here. It's on wowinterface.com. We include a link in the show notes. It is great for those of us who play druids or any class needing to carry multiple sets of armor. Yes, that's another sort of mod that I keep saying that I should get and try and just never seem to kind of get around to it.
What I want to know is if it will let you change into a different outfit when you like go into the city. I would like to have an outfit just for being at the, just for being in the auction house.
Interesting. Good thought. Yeah. Your auction house, your tuxedo, your auction house tuxedo.
Right, or one of my lovely black dresses or something. Yeah, that'd be kind of neat.
And just finishing off, if you've got any questions for Tria, you can email him at wowwarlock2@gmail.com. That's the number two. And also in the show notes, our links to all the past add-ons that he's written in and recommended. So, yeah, the main reason that particularly now that I'm using Arc Inventory, and as I said earlier, having trouble finding stuff sometimes. When I switch out gear, I used to know precisely where everything was, and now I don't, and it all shuffles around. So even now, more than ever, I need something like Outfitter. So I'll give that a try. Even just now, I stuck all my fishing gear on, my fishing pole and my hat, and had to hunt through the fishing pole, kind of sticks out, but hunting around. I'll try that one out. Very good.
Oh, I know a question I had about fishing. Are there any higher level fishes to hold, or is that just low level things? When I was fishing with Real Fire, I noticed there's a couple of fishes that you can. Do you know what I'm saying?
There are a few. I'm not sure whether there's any good ones. Oh, there is actually. You can use them for cooking now.
Oh, okay. I just think it's neat that, for your character to just be standing around holding a fish.
Yeah. The huge spotted feltail, there's a normal feltail. Right. There's a huge spotted feltail, which is held in your offhand. And there's also an enormous barbed gill trout, which you can also hold in your offhand. So, yeah, there are a couple of high-level ones.
I wish there were more stuff that you could hold in your hand. All righty. So check the show notes for any of the links to things we've mentioned in this cast. And I think that kind of brings us to the end of another episode.
That wraps us up for another week, I'd say.
Of Control Alt Wow.
I need to go and catch Mr. Pinchy.
I hope you do. And guess what I'm going to do?
You wouldn't be going back in the battlegrounds by any chance, would you?
Yeah, I am. I do have to say, I'd rather be dreaming about battlegrounds than dreaming about work. Which is what I was doing before.
This is true.
So let us know how things are going with you, and if you've tried or gotten your medallion, or if you've dabbled into Battlefield, and whether or not it's Horde or Alliance, we'd love to hear about it. And speaking of which, this is Aprillion for the Horde.
And this is Asheo for the Horde.
May you always be victorious.
May the gates of Quel'Thalas be open to you. Always.
May our paths cross again.
Catch you later.
Al'dil Shala.
Go in peace.